Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second day of the meditation retreat in honor of and in remembrance of Master Kirpal Singh. The bhajan is on page 231, Avo Avo Shah Kirpal Sai. Come, come, Shah Kirpal Sai, O beautiful one, come and give us your darshan. Your divine darshan breaks the pain and unites the broken hearts of many births. Your beautiful glance is unique. It is the giver of life. O beloved, my heart is yearning. The injuries of the separation are felt, O Lord. We are the blind ones from many births. Do not allow us to be harassed. Graciously open our closed eyes, O Lord. Your Nam is the true destroyer of pain. Ajaib is the lover of your feet. Come, come, Shah Kirpal Sai. O beautiful one, come and give us your darshan.
Avo, avo, Shah Kirpal Sai. Sonaya ke darsh dikha devo. आवो आवो शाह कृपाल साईं सोनाया के दर्श दिखा देवो आवो आवो शाह कृपाल साईं तेरा दर्श इलाही दुख तोड़ देवे तेरा दर्श इलाही दुख तोड़ देवे कई जन्म दे टूटे दिल जोड़ देवे कई जन्म दे टूटे दिल जोड़ देवे आवो आवो शाह कृपाल साईं सोनाया के दर्श दिखा देवो आवो आवो शाह कृपाल साईं तेरी सोनी चालक निराली तेरी सोनी चालक निराली ओ जीवन बख्शन वाली ओ जीवन बख्शन वाली आओ आओ शाह कृपाल साईं सोनाया के दर्श दिखा देवो आवो आवो शाह कृपाल साईं तंग मेरे दिल नू लगिया पिया तंग मेरे दिल नू लगिया पिया सटा आन भी छोड़े दिया वजिया पिया सटा आन भी छोड़े दिया वजिया पिया आवो आवो शाह कृपाल साई सोनाया के दर्श दिखा देवो आवो आवो शाह कृपाल साईं असी जन्म दे अंधे न रोल पिया असी जन्म दे अंधे न रोल पिया बंदे अखियां दे आ कर खोल पिया बंदे अखियां दया कर खोल पिया आवो आवो शाह कृपाल साईं सोनाया के दर्श दिखा देवो आवो आवो शाह कृपाल ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਾਈ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਸੱਚਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਨਾਸਕ ਹੈ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਸੱਚਾ ਦੁੱਖ ਨਾਸਕ ਹੈ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਆਸ਼ਿਕ ਹੈ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਤੇਰੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਆਸ਼ਿਕ ਹੈ ਆਵੋ ਆਵੋ ਸ਼ਾਕਿਰ ਪਾਲ ਸਾਈਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਆ ਕੇ ਦਰਸ਼ ਦਿਖਾ ਦੇਵੋ ਆਵੋ ਆਵੋ ਸ਼ਾਕਿਰ ਪਾਲ ਸਾਈਂ
Oh, beloved, my heart is yearning. The injuries of the separation are felt, O Lord. We are the blind ones from many births. Do not allow us to be harassed. Graciously open our closed eyes, O Lord. Come, come, Shah Kirpal Sai. O beautiful one, come and give us your darshan. And I'm going to continue reading from Master Kripal's talk, The World is Not Your Home, which is in The Coming Spiritual Revolution. And Master Kripal says, so we are conscious entities. We are all attention. If we control our attention, then we can know the oversoul. If we know ourself, we are able to know the oversoul. The difficulty lies where? Well, the pity of it is that we do not know how to know ourselves. We simply know ourselves at the level of feelings or through drawing inferences or through emotions. Really, you have not known yourself by self-analysis. Just as this is my watch, I can take it off. This is my handkerchief, I can put it off. These are my spectacles, I can take them off. Can we take off our body, our outgoing faculties? Well, the masters say yes, and they are competent to give you some demonstration of that. How can you withdraw your attention from all outside? When you completely withdraw from all outside and from the body below, you will see, you will feel that there is no world and no body below. And the further way up that controlling power that you know. But this only happens when you know yourself. So masters come and they give out. Look here, man, this is body, this world, this body, this world is not your home. If only we keep that motto before us always, our angle of vision will change. Then all our actions will change. Our whole way of living will change. For instance, you have come here for 4 or 5 days. You know it is not your home. You are only here for 5 days. After that, we have to leave. So what will you do? Build buildings here? Are you possessing, fighting with one another? This is mine, this is yours. Are you going to do that? No, because you know you have to leave. This is not your place. And this is the first thing that masters tried to bring home. This place is not your home. What do they say then? Are you fully convinced it is not your home? We say, yes, yes, but really we are not convinced. Our lips say so. Our brain says so. Yes, it appears so. But actually, we don't consider it that way. Because these things become as our home, and naturally that affects our whole angle of vision. So masters say, if this is not your home, why not go back to your home? You are conscious entities. Your home can only be all conscious. You have been sent down here by God. Why don't you go back home? So God sends his messengers to tell people, come on, make way, back home, please. Human body is the highest rung in creation, which you have already got. You are very fortunate. Now this is the golden opportunity. You can come back. And then they demonstrate to you how to come back. This meditation is for that purpose, how to withdraw your attention from outside. So if you are convinced at heart, your whole life will change. Why don't you go back home? This is a hitch about it. You have to go, after all. After a month or 2 months or 10 days or 5 days, if the time is fixed, then if there is a student whose examination is coming up, the date is fixed for that. If a month is left, then he just eliminates going out for work to save time for study so that he may be ready for his examination. When there is only a week left, what does he do? When he goes to the bathroom, even then he takes his books because the time is overhead. So we know our time is fixed, of course, but we do not know when. That's the pity. How much more should we be ready to go? Just think for a moment. Take this home, you see. This one lesson will change your whole angle of life. Because we have forgotten ourselves. The pity is we simply see the world from the physical level. We say, this is heaven, if at all there is any heaven. Some people say, those who are too much given up to these things, well, what is heaven? This is heaven. Why should we care? The reason is, you see, masters do come. They give out this thing. We don't believe them. But with our own eyes, we see daily people going to the cremation place or the burial ground. One is coming bearing the other. Another is coming. The third man is coming. 5, 10, 20 are coming. What is all this going on? Will not your body be taken away someday? Now you are taking the bodies of those who have left. Someday will somebody also will take your body too, is it not? So if this world is not our home, then naturally the question follows, where is our home? If we are conscious entities, our home can only be all consciousness. How can we go back home? That is our true work. So masters give out. In few words, master's words are few and simple, and they are pregnant with meaning. And the master gives out, look here, this is not your home. The human body is a temple given to you as a golden opportunity to go back to your home. What can that home be? That is the question. It can only be all consciousness because we are conscious. So they say, well, go back to your home. How long will you continue to live in this world? After all, everybody has gone. The last enemy that we have to conquer is death. No escape from death. What is death? Death is leaving the body. But we do not know how to leave the body. That is one thing that makes us afraid. The other is, what will be our fate? So death appears to be a bugbear. Everybody is afraid of it. We want to have endless life here. But after all, whether you want it or not, you will be dragged away from this body. If a pigeon sees there is a cat coming and he closes his eyes, do you think the cat won't eat him up? Closing eyes won't do. You have got discrimination. You have got foresight. Make the best use of them. This is the only thing I am telling you. If you take it as your motto, if you are convinced of it, your whole life will change. Then you will do something. You will think, well, if it is not my home, then where is my home? So masters say, if you are conscious entities and your home is no other than all consciousness, and in the human body, you have got the golden opportunity. What is your real work? Most personal work. To find the way back home. All other work is only action or reaction. You have to pay off debts to those to whom you have been connected. brothers, sisters, wives, husbands, mothers, children. When that is paid off, then, if we are again attached to the world, then naturally we will again go where we are attached. That's all. If we are attached to our home, if we want to go to our home and love that home and have some contact with it through the grace of some master, then naturally we will go where we are attached, back home. So two things come up. One, this world is not ours. If you take that as a daily lesson, you will go back like an awakened man, and then you will have to be put on the way. Second, if it is not ours, then what to do? To know where our home is. How can we reach it? This body cannot help us. It will have to be left. So this is what comes next. So masters say, all right, go on, do your own work. Why are you entangled in the work of others? Mind your own business. You see, if you become happy, all are happy. If you become conscious, have permanent peace, naturally the whole thing changes. You see, that's the point. Masters tell us what to do then. They tell us, well, look here, meet some master, some guru, who will first enable you to solve the mystery of this human body. By analysis, you will know who you are, what you are. This is the first thing to be learned. You see, you say it sometimes, you hear it also, but you are not convinced. You are convinced only when you see that you are not the body. When you rise above body consciousness for a while, then you will see. And this is the first thing that he gives us. Who gives? The messenger of God. God resides in every heart, but that man where he is manifest has risen above body consciousness and makes others rise too. He gives a demonstration of that. He says, the way back to your home is within you. God absolute cannot be known by anybody. Nobody has seen God at any time. But the God into expression power, which is the cause of all this creation, which is controlling all creation, which is also controlling your soul in the body, if you come in contact with that, he leads you to the absolute God. It is like the sun. If you could catch a ray of the sun, where would it lead you to? To the sun. You ask what to do. Meet some guru, some master. Guru also means that God is within you. The two outer expressions of God are light and sound, and we are the sparks of the great light. They say, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. It is already light, but covered by so many covers, physical, astral, causal. They say, take off these covers. If a lamp is burning, you see 1, 2, 3, 4 covers are there. You will find no light. But if you take a cover off, there will be some light. You take others off, there is still more light. If you take off all the covers, it is all light. So he says, meet some guru, some master who will take you back. First, who will draw your attention from outside and take you to the eye level, to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes. And there he contacts you with the God into expression power. You progress from day to day, and that is the direct way back to God. And I will stop there. And the meditation talk is a meditation talk that Sanchi gave in March of
1997. Salutations to the feet of Supreme Fathers, Lord Almighty, Sound and Kirpal, who have had mercy on the poor souls, showered their grace upon the souls, Give the gift of the devotion.
Me inclino ante los pies de los Padres Supremos, Dios Todopoderoso, Sabon y Kripal, quienes tuvieron misericordia de nosotros, las pobres almas, derramaron su gracia sobre nosotros y nos dieron el regalo de su devoción.
Guru Shishida, Yo Rishita hai, Nata hai, Ujjabana bayan nahi kita ja sakda, isnu atma hi mehsoos kardi hai, ki kitna gura hai, kitna hi peeda hai.
Dear ones, the relationship between the disciple and the master cannot be described in the words.
Amados míos, la relación que existe entre el maestro y el discípulo no puede ser descrita en palabras.
Only our soul realizes that how strong, how firm, and how deep this relationship is.
Tan solo nuestra alma se da cuenta cuán firme, cuán fuerte y cuán profunda es esta relación.
The Shabad form who is sitting within us, he knows about us, about every single being. And since he is sitting within us, he knows about our devotion, our faith. He knows that how much we are receptive and what qualities do we have and how much he has to give to us and how much we can take care of.
Aquella forma del Shabad que está sentada dentro de nosotros conoce todas las cosas acerca de nosotros, él conoce acerca de todos los seres, él también sabe cuánta receptividad tenemos, él sabe cuáles son nuestras cualidades y también sabe cuánto podemos recibir de ellos.
ਜਦੋਂ ਸੇਵਕ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਹਾਰੇ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸਹਾਰੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਹੀ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਪਰਤਿੰਨੇ ਪੜਦੇ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਦੁੱਖ ਆਵੇ, ਸੁੱਖ ਆਵੇ, ਗਰੀਬੀ ਆਵੇ, ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਆਵੇ, ਖੁਆਰੀ ਹੋਵੇ, ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਹੋਵੇ, ਉਹਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਗਾ, ਅਗਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਹੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਐਸੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਖੁਦ ਤਕਦੀਰ ਘੜਦਾ ਹੈ, ਖੁਦ ਬਣਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Those dear ones, those who are vacating the nine openings of the body, completely concentrate at the eye center and go into the status or the position of the deep samadhi.
Aquellos amados que se retiran de las nueve aperturas del cuerpo se concentra totalmente en el foco del ojo y cuando llegan a este estado profundo del samadhi.
Those who give up the support of all this world and seek only the support of the master.
Quienes abandonan el apoyo del mundo y buscan tan solo el apoyo del maestro.
This can be done only when we remove the three covers from our soul.
Esto se puede lograr únicamente cuando nos hayamos quitado o le hayamos quitado las tres coberturas que tiene el alma.
And completely become his and go within us. Such a disciple's fate, such a disciple's destiny is formed or is written by the master himself.
Cuando un alma puede hacer esto y puede ir internamente, solo después de ir hacia adentro y después de haberse concentrado de esta forma, solo allí está escrito su destino y el maestro es el que escribe el destino de esa persona.
For such a disciple, it doesn't make any difference if the poverty comes or if the disease comes or if any difficulties or unhappiness comes.
Para una persona así que ha logrado este estado, no importa si le llega la pobreza, la enfermedad, las dificultades o los problemas.
It doesn't matter if he is praised, glorified, or he is criticized.
No importa si lo alaban o si lo critican.
Whether he is humiliated or whether he is glorified in this world, all that does not have any effect on him.
No lo afecta tampoco si es humillado ni tampoco si lo glorifican en este mundo.
Because he has given up the attention of all those things and he always keeps his attention to the master.
Esta persona habría retirado su atención de todas estas cosas y le habría dedicado su atención totalmente al maestro.
So the fate of such a disciple is written down and is taken care of by the master himself.
De manera que el destino de una persona así es escrito por el maestro y él toma esa responsabilidad y el maestro mismo escribe su destino.
Esta sikh agar guru ji aa gaya ਮੰਨਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਵੀ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਉਸੇ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਰਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹੀ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸੰਗਤ ਦਾ ਤੂੰ ਰਾਖਾ ਹੈ, ਤੇਰਾ ਹੀ ਆਸਰਾ, ਤੂੰ ਹੀ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਚਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ।
Such a disciple obeying the will of his master gives us the Naam initiation. He is connecting us with that Almighty Lord.
Tal discípulo del maestro nos da la iniciación en nombre de su maestro y él nos conecta o nos une con Dios Todopoderoso.
Day and night he goes on making the prayer to his beloved master that only you are the protector of the soul.
Día y noche él hace esta oración a su maestro y le dice, oh dador, tú eres quien protege las almas.
ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਮੇਰਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਬੇੜੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਚਲਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਤੇਰੀ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਮੌਜ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮੇਰੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਨ ਕੇ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਰ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ
Kabir Sahib had said that, O Guru Dev, relying on you, I have made all this family, all this Sangat, get on this ship of the Naam.
Kabir Sahib dice, O Guru Dev, confiando únicamente en ti, he hecho que esta familia, que todo el Sangat, se haya subido al barco del Naam.
Now they all are in your hands and it is up to you how you want to liberate them, whether you make them meditate or just take them as they are.
Ahora todo está en tus manos y tú tienes que decidir si quieres hacer que ellos mediten o tú mismo decidirás cómo los quieres liberar.
But I have made them board the ship only having faith in your Naam.
Pero he hecho que se suban a este barco únicamente con el apoyo de tu Naam.
Naam da beda khud us Paramatma ne banaya hai. Khud hi usne santa mahatma de pyare bachane wale kita hai. Jo log ਪੱਕੇ ਮਨ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਬੇੜੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਵਾਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੀਆਂ ਲਹਿਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਵਾਪਸ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਲੋਕ ਡਾਵਾਂ ਡੋਲ ਮੰਨਣਾ ਇਸ ਬੇੜੇ ਨੂੰ ਹੱਥ ਪਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖੰਡਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਿਆਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਗੋਤੇ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਲਾਰਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਿਪ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗਿਵਨ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਿਪ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਬਿਲੋਵਡ ਸੇਂਟਸ
Dios Todopoderoso, Él mismo ha creado este barco del Naam y lo ha dejado a cargo de sus santos.
Those who board the ship of Naam with firm determination and with faith in the Master, they easily saving themselves from the waves of this ocean of the light, go across.
Quienes se suban a este barco con plena determinación y fe en el Maestro, con gran facilidad se pueden salvar de las olas de este océano y pueden llegar fácilmente a la otra orilla.
But those who try to catch hold of the ship of the Naam without having much faith and without any determination, they remain drowned in this ocean of life.
Pero quienes traten de subirse al barco sin una firme determinación y sin tener una fe completa en el Maestro, ellos se ahogan en este océano del mundo.
ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਦੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਇਹ ਤੜਫ ਬਣਾਉਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਸ਼ੇਸ਼ੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਕਦਮ ਅੰਦਰ ਪੁੱਟਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਜ਼ਾਰੋਂ ਕਦਮ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਨਜ਼ਦੀਕ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਨੂੰ ਗਲੇ ਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਕਿ ਕਦਮ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਕਰਾਂ ਸੋ ਆਪਦਾ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹ ਦਰ 'ਤੇ
Dear ones, the bhajan which was just being sung was full of pain and the yearning.
Amados míos, el bhajan que acaban de cantar está lleno de dolor y de añoranza.
We should create such a yearning within us.
Deberíamos crear una añoranza tal dentro de nosotros.
So that what Master Kripala used to say may become true for us also. Like he used to say that if the disciple creates the yearning within him and if he takes one step towards the Master comes down thousands of steps and embraces the disciple.
De esta forma, lo que el maestro Kripal dijo se volvería una realidad. Lo que él decía era que si el discípulo se llena de añoranza y toma un paso hacia el maestro desciende miles de pasos para abrazarle y para estar con él.
So now, closing our eyes, we should do the simran and reach their place where he is showering his grace.
De manera que ahora debemos cerrar nuestros ojos, hacer nuestro simran y llegar a aquel lugar donde él se encuentra.